بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. هذا كلام هدار الشيخ حضرت حكيم محمد أختر صاد رحمة الله عليه. The title of his جين عام آه سهر ديكته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا إن عام آه سهر ديكته مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، یہ انعام آہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا باخبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، جسے آپ کا باخبر دیکھتے ہیں اسے غیر سے بے خبر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں، غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں، تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں، تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم اسے رشک شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں، بفرتے محبت بشوں کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں، بفرتے محبت بشوں کے نظر ہم مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں، ابو بکر و فاروق و عثمان و حیدر تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں، ابو بکر فاروق عثمان حیدر تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر سلاتی ہوئے ہے تو پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو روزے پہ حاضر سلاتی ہوئے ہیں تو پندار زیرو زبر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالی پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشمِ تر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالے پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشمِ تر دیکھتے ہیں یہ انعام آہے سحر دیکھتے ہیں مدینے کی شام و سحر دیکھتے ہیں غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ ملائک سے بھی فوقتر دیکھتے ہیں جو جالے پہ صلی علی کہہ رہے ہیں اے اختر انہیں چشمِ تر دیکھتے ہیں
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا اما بعد This very beautiful bayan of our Honorable Illustrious Dada Sheikh Aribillah Rumi Waqt Tabligh Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marfadahu in which Hazrat teaches us that how to gain connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The condition is to have a very strong connection with our beloved Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whom Allah Ta'ala has sent into this world to teach us how to get connected to Allah. And we are so very fortunate that we don't deserve it in the least, but Allah Ta'ala has chosen us to be the ummatis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is a very, very special and great gift of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, but we'll only understand this when we come into the company of those people who have got ma'rifat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who have got ma'rifat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, then we'll realize. Otherwise, we all think that we know our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but when we sit in the company of the friends of Allah, we come to know that we still don't have an inkling on what is the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Hazrat teaches us, in order to gain this love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's extremely important that a person has to cry to Allah Rabbul Izzat and beg Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala for Allah Ta'ala to put that love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our heart. And when that love of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes in the heart, then continuously a person will be crying and making dua that, oh Allah, please give me the honor to be present in front of my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is not any person's own achievement. It's not because of your wealth or intelligence or whatever. It is only when a person who knows who our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is and he cries to Allah Ta'ala, then his presence in front of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is totally different from everybody else's presence. And here we learn, our Hazrat teaches us here so beautifully, that year after I see that I have been begging Allah Ta'ala middle of the night at the time of Sehri before dawn breaks, at that time the ah, the sighs I was taking, that, oh Allah, please, I want the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to be present in front of the darbar of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah Ta'ala has given me this great ni'mat. Now I realize the favor of Allah Ta'ala is because of Allah Ta'ala has given me that tawfiq also to shed those tears, middle of the night, and now I see the fruits of those tears. Never ever we learn from the friends of Allah. Never ever did a person here say, and the friends of Allah say, that I had contact for somebody to give me my visa, for somebody who to organize my ticket, etc. No, this was the crying of the night, during the night, at the time of Sehri, the deep sighs that a person takes out. And then he realizes this is only a special ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Hazrat explains, what is the special ni'mat and the fruit that I see of my tears? Ye in aame aah sahar dekhte hain, Madina ke sham o sahar dekhte hain. That the great ni'mat I see of the fruits of my deep sighs during the course of the night. Now I see the morning and evening of Madina Sharif. Where me, and as Hazrat mentions in another poem, when a person steps onto the mataf, then a person says, Ya Allah, am I seeing a dream or am I seeing a reality? That where me putting my dirty feet, my souls don't deserve to be touching this Mubarak land where the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is touched. Then the greatest of all Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, so similarly in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of a sudden I'm shocked, Ya Allah, you have brought me. But Allah Ta'ala shows that when a person cries to Allah and he's got talab, Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at your outward features, Allah looks at your condition of the heart. How much talab you got, how much desire you got, how much you want to be connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And this can only be via Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this can only be through the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat further explains, jis se aapka be-khabar, ba-khabar dekhte hai, usse ghair se be-khabar dekhte hai. That a person will only realize these favors, that this person who comes to know about Allah, those people who know about Allah, then they are, so to say, ignorant from everybody else besides Allah. They are not worried of conspiracies and worried of all different stupid theories, etc. And they know that nobody has got control of anything. وَهُوَ اللَّهِ It is only Allah Rabbul Izzat. And how beautifully our Dada Shaykh has explained that to find out about Allah, to know about Allah, Ar-Rahman, فَسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا Allah who is extremely merciful. We are existing just through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every split moment, the whole creation is only existing through the sheer mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how to realize this, how to understand this? Sadly today we think we are existing on our own. So we all worried of saving our lives, saving the next person's life. We can't save our own life. We are existing solely under the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And to understand this, Allah Ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman, fasal bi khabira. So beautifully our Dada Shaykh has translated this, jo ba khabar hai, usse poochho Rahman ko hone. That those who know about Allah, ask them who is Rahman, who is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Otherwise we just know the artificial, so to say, the surface meaning of Rahman. Allah is most merciful, Allah Ta'ala is most compassionate, most kind. But those who know the kindness of Allah, like the friends of Allah, Allah has brought us here to learn and get an iota of who, then you'll find you got no time for all the propaganda of this world, no time to even talk about it, no time to read about it. And you're not interested in that, because those things is just shaitani things to make you scared. When you know about Allah, you don't get scared for anybody besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. That I mustn't be unmindful of Allah. Forget breaking the command of Allah, not being unmindful of Allah Ta'ala for a moment. So Hazrat explains, this is why we cry to be in the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we can get that iota of this nisbat of Allah. We can get the reality that who is Allah Rabbul Izzat. Just we can't, in fact it is impossible to know who Allah Ta'ala is. When Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik, that O Allah, we can't recognize you according to your shan, your greatness. But Allah gives just an iota, a drop of the greatness of Allah, then it is impossible that a person can turn to anybody else besides Allah. A person just now wants to get more and more connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And how to get this connection, Hazrat explains, غُلَامِ سے تیرے غُلَامُوں کا رُتْبَ مَلَائِكَ بِي فَوْقْ تَرْ دیکھتے ہیں. That as you come to know, مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّ. That you come to realize, I am Allah made me from the dirty, filthy droplet of sperm. And see how Allah made me. What a body I've got. I stand in front of the mirror and I feel so honored. But I should realize, I am just an ordinary, useless, humble slave of Allah. When the greatest personality, the most outstanding personality, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, showed us how to be the slaves of Allah, then the Hazrat says that when you just get an iota that, and the realization that you are the slave of Allah, and you learn to love like the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your position, Allahu Akbar, will be higher than the malaika. The angels will now envy you. Are these angels or are we angels? They have no desire whatsoever. So for them to live in obedience of Allah, it's nothing really difficult. That these are slaves of Allah. They've got so many worries and they have got so many things to do. But they realize we have for whatever we need, we just turn to Allah. Become the humble slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And see, and if a person wants to love like a boss, and a person thinks that he's got some honor and position, then he'll have no regard whatsoever. Outwardly he'll think people are respecting him, but in reality he's got no respect. Here Allah Ta'ala will give you such honor that the malaika will start honoring you. Where it comes clearly, whoever Allah loves, Allah Ta'ala tells Jibreel alayhi salam first, the greatest angel, that love this person because I also love him. And then they announce it in the heavens that I also love this person. And then let them announce it in the dunya. Without hearing the announcement, we see the friends of Allah, how people flock to them. And not only Allah Akbar, our Dada Shaykh says, when you love like the slave of Allah, according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to apno to kya, ghairo tumhari ikram karengi. Forget your own people, all these people that people are talking about, they will honor you, the non-Muslims will honor you. And they realize these are great men to be honored. So, and where we will get learned to get this honor of the Malaika and Allah Rabbul Izzat, Tajalli jo hai, sabz gumbat pe har dam, usse rash ke shams o kamar dekhte ho. That Al-Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed his humbleness in front of Allah, the height of being the slave of Allah Ta'ala. Now where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, just at the dome of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's special tajalli, special nur is focused all the time. Every split moment, Allah's special nur is focused, that even the bright sun and the beautiful 14 moons, they envy Allahu Akbar. That where is our brightness? And so beautifully a pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is because of your nur that the sun is getting that nur and the moon is getting that nur. What do they know about the light? This is a special light directly from the creator of light, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So if a person wants an iota of this, we have to follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to become the humble mendicants and the slaves of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to learn how to become the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then see how love grows. Now it's not just superficial love of just saying that I want to be in Medina Sharif. Now Hazrat is teaching us, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the time, their mind is connected and their heart is connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through which they gain the strength to get connected to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now what is called tasawwur, that you just thinking in your mind, and then a person won't be confused with that masala. Like Hazrat Maulana Tanvi rahmatullah alayhi has explained, that to tasawwur of your sheikh, to think of your sheikh, some people say it's not permissible, it's like shirk. So Hazrat explained that this is something which is supposed to be natural. Who you love, who teaches you of your beloved, you're just going to think of him naturally. So when you're thinking of somebody naturally, it can never be shirk. And that, Allahu Akbar, as we learn, that just anzilu rahma in the zikr salihin. Allah's rahmat descends when you just talk about the pious servants of Allah. And when you're thinking of them, how much of Allah's rahmat descends in the heart. So the greatest pious personality on the face of the earth, none other than Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat says that, see, we don't even just think of the personality of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is very great. Just the precincts of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the environment Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in. Hazrat says, Madina ka geography dekar hum ajab hal e qalb jigar dekhte hai. That now we think of the geographical location of Madina Sharif. In the early days, how was Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Mubarak Sati, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, how the noor of Allah Ta'ala's special noor came there, how that simple Sati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we just see as an astonishing and a different feeling in the heart, and the whole body just tremors. What a Sati, a humble Sati, but from that Sati, noor spread throughout the world. And the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they regard that Sati which looked like a valid, that was the Sati in the world. And all those other big cities, New York, Paris, what is that? Those are not even worth calling villages, where all filth and dirt takes place. Where filth and dirt takes place, you can't even, it's not even worth taking the name of those cities. So here Hazrat is explaining that a person who is the lover of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you'll be just thinking Madina Sharif of those days. Not Madina Sharif of today with all the big buildings. And unfortunately myself, we went through this, Allah Ta'ala gave us the opportunity, but instead of our hearts getting connected to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we got connected to the buildings. And we got connected to all this, the foolish way of having meals there. All the buffet style, etc. Right when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to sit like humble slaves and eat, we adopted that way of life. Allah Ta'ala, so to say, blocked the doors for us. So we have to be crying to Allah, and especially now, it's the Mawsam of Hajj. Madina Sharif is supposed to be vibrant now. Our hearts should be connected. Let me think that for a moment, did I even think that it's the Mawsam of Hajj now? That now my heart should be more connected to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My heart should be more connected to Kaaba Sharif. I might not be able to go physically, but at least my heart should be connected. We should be reading the Fazail-e Hajj, etc. And then at least our now heart will start getting connection. And then Hazrat says, Ye Ahe Sahar. Then see the tears at the time of Tahajjud that will come out. And then Allah Ta'ala will once again open the doors, inshallah, of all from Haramain Sharifain, Baitul Maqdis, all the masajid in the world, the rahmat will start pouring. When tasawur mein aata hai jab sabze gumbad, to iman ko garam tar dekhta hai. Hazrat says now, just the geographical location gives my heart a different astonishing feeling. And when I just think in my mind, that natural thought just comes of the beautiful green dome under where Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting. Forget the personality of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just when I think of that beautiful green dome, then I just see my iman is just increasing. There is a different feeling in my iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to realize and understand that that's supposed to be a natural feeling. That we just hear the name of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naturally we should be reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naturally that thought supposed to be there. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that myself we take stock and see that how much do I ever think of Medina Sharif during the day or during the course of my day and night? How much am I reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be concerned of following the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Hazrat says, when you got this love and you see your iman is increasing, then bafarte muhabbat bashok nazar hum Madina ke dar wa diwar dekhte hain. Then what extreme great love, as you can't explain the bafarte muhabbat, that a person is overtaken with love, and then you just eager, I don't want to see anything else. I just want to see the beautiful old picture of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam city, the beautiful walls or small homes, but what beauty was in them. And from here we learn that some simplicity and nur is in beauty, like how our elders have taught us, Hazrat have taught us also. Our elders said that jab masjid kacche the to iman pakke ho pakki thi, aur jab ab iman masjid pakki ban gaye iman kacche ho gaye. Now when we started making our masjid very fleshy and very beautiful, our iman has become weak. When it was simple structures, then what iman was there? What noor of Allah Ta'ala? People just saw these great personalities and how iman spread throughout the world. So Hazrat is explaining, then you'll have real desire that what I want to see, London and Paris and all these stupid places, even the big hotels in Medina Sharif, your heart won't even be connected to them. Out of necessity you have to stay, but you won't even be connected, you'll feel uneasy. But you will be thinking how the beautiful old city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Hazrat further paints such a beautiful picture, that now just imagine, think of that old city, think of that geographical location, that today the whole Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was so to say the whole of Medina Sharif. And then who were there? Great personalities like Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'anhu, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'anhu, Sayyidina Usman Ghadir radiallahu ta'anhu, Sayyidina Ali Haider radiallahu ta'anhu. Hazrat say, tasawwur mein hum unke ghar dekhte. That we just thinking now, the houses were close to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How they used to come and throng towards the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to come, and the great light of Noor of Nabuwat, and all these lovers of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a majlis was that. So we just, is just an iota of that beautiful majalis. All these majalis are getting the Noor from those majalis. So we should make dua that, oh Allah, that same noor, Allah grants us through our mashayikh, through our shaykh, that noor of iman that is in their heart has come all from there. And then a person will appreciate coming to a majlis also. And but then what is the enjoyment of being present in Medina Sharif? And the Hazrat says, jo roza pe hazir, salatin huwe hai, to pindar zair zabar dekhte hai. Then we saw that people who were regarded as kings and ruling big countries, etc. But when they present themselves in front of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see they like humble mendicants. They realize that we are nothing. This is the king of both the world, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In front of him, where can we compare? Then in front of Allah, what are we? So it's not your wealth that gives you honor, it's not your clothes. It's exactly what Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, that Allah ta'ala gave us honor through Islam, when we held firm onto the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we are crying for Baytul Maqdis, but we want to bring honor to Baytul Maqdis according to the tariqah that is other than Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How foolish that is. Here we see even the kings had to humble themselves. Then Allah Ta'ala gave them honor. And Allahu Akbar. Hazrat explains here so beautifully. Jo jali pe salli ala keh rahe hai, e akhtar unhe chashme tar dekhte hai. Then we see that people who got the honor to be present right at the roza of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and presenting their salam, you just see now their state of their mind, their heart, it is just throbbing. Tears are rolling down their tears. And as Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, one beautiful way to gain our maghfirat. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala standing at Rozai Park. And can we imagine the salam of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala? But while he was standing there, an ordinary villager came and came to present his salam. And generally villagers, they have no etiquette. They are, so to say, like rough people. But the way he presented his salam, that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala actually stopped. And he said, "Oh Allah, the salam he is presenting, it, I'm also presenting the same salam." Then he said, "Oh Allah, here I am, you brought me, your most useless, humble servant, and you have brought me in front of your honorable, most beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And oh Allah, you are that kind being, that if you forgive this useless servant, through the barakat of your beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will get happy. Shaitan will get, will be disgraced. And oh Allah, if you don't forgive me, then oh Allah, Shaitan, your enemy, he will get happy. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will get sad that one ummati of his has been disgraced and you don't like to cause grief to the heart of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah, in that kindness, please forgive me." Immediately Hazrat Umar said, "Oh Allah, that is also my salam." And we should make dua, Allah, in that barakat, accept this salam from all of us. Allah, give us tawfiq and understanding that we learn the true love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and practice the beautiful way of life of
Islam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nuhmaduhu nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. Bi kitab Hayat al-Muslimin, Afmulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. The last section was on salah, the importance of salah. Ruh number 12, the erection of masajid. This section deals with the construction, caring, repairing and maintenance of masjids. The rights of the masjid are also discussed in this section. Among the rights of the masjid are: number 1, performing salah in the masjid; number 2, establishing performance of salah in jamaat; number 3, cleaning and maintaining the masjid in good condition; number 4, visiting the masjid in abundance; and number 5, respecting and revering the masjid. The Quranic ayat and the hadith in this regard will now be narrated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, "And who is more unjust than the one who prevents others from the dhikr of Allah ta'ala in the masajid, and who prevents others from visiting the masajid for the purposes of ibadat, and who is more unjust than the one who strives to ruin the masajid?" Another ayat Allah ta'ala says, "In reality, construction and maintaining the masajid of Allah ta'ala are the duties of only those who believe in Allah in the last day, who establish regular salah, who pay zakat, and who fear none besides Allah ta'ala. Such people shall attain their goal, that is Jannah and salvation in the akhirat." This ayat conveys the glad tidings of Jannah and salvation for those who erect, administer and maintain the masjid. Another ayat Allah ta'ala says, "They, the people of Hidayat, are in such places for purposes of ibadat, in regard to which Allah Ta'ala has ordered respect. In these places, the name of Allah Ta'ala is remembered." The places mentioned in these ayat refer to the masajid. Fi buyutin adhinallah refers to the masajid. The way of respecting the masajid is explained in the hadith which appear here under. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "When you observe any person concerning himself for the masjid, then bear witness that he is a believer. Because Allah Ta'ala says, verily only those who believe in Allah the last day, perform salah, pay zakat, and fear none besides Allah Ta'ala, they erect and maintain the masjid of Allah Ta'ala. Performing salah in the masjid, visiting the masjid in abundance, cleaning the masjid, maintaining the masjid, etc., all come within the scope of this hadith." Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever erects a masjid purely for the sake of gaining Allah Ta'ala's pleasure, Allah Ta'ala will erect for him a mansion in Jannah." One palace in Jannah for a person who builds a masjid for Allah Ta'ala's pleasure. Sincerity of intention is conditional for the obtaining of the sawab. The promise of reward applies to the erection of new masajid as well as the repair and renovation of existing masajid. This is clear from the fact that Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu narrated this hadith on the occasion of renovating Masjid al-Nabawi. other hadith to confirm that this great reward is even for those who assist in the construction of the masjid. No matter how small the contribution may be, Allah Ta'ala rewards on the basis of the sincerity of one's intention. It is narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself carried bricks on the occasion of the construction of Masjid al-Nabawi. In the hadith, it is stated that no matter how small one's contribution may be towards the construction of the masjid, Allah Ta'ala will erect a mansion in Jannah in return for the contribution. So it's not necessary for a person to build the whole masjid, but even some portion of the masjid a person has built, or is given some money, even if it's one brick, two bricks, five bricks, whatever according to a person's ability, Allah Ta'ala will give him the reward of one palace in Jannah. Allah give us tawfiq, wherever we see masjid are being built, make sure we put our contribution there, even if it's 5 rand, 10 rand, 50 rand, whatever. Whatever Allah gives tawfiq to do. So everywhere inshallah we will have our share of masjid. Wherever we will perform salah in those masjid inshallah, one portion of that share, we will get in our nama ya'mal, in our book of deeds. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world, and our forefather, great-grandfather, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, whom Allah has sent, first he was in Jannat, and that is his abode, to be in Jannat. But then Allah's plan in his wisdom and his infinite knowledge and wisdom, Allah has planned that he comes in this world, and consequently his progeny, all of us, we also come here. And where Allah has sent us here, and here Allah has made it a place of tests and trials. Various imtihanat will take place for every person in this world, all along. Whatever we are doing, whichever person it can be, there are imtihanat all the time for a person. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala didn't send us here to face these trials and tribulations and the imtihanat without any protection, without any guidelines, without any guidance. Allah has given us our full protection also. Now it is just for us to use that, and we can go safely through this life of this dunya and return back to Jannat, which is our actual abode. But it depends on how we spend our life here, how much we obey the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, stay away from his disobedience, and all the tests that Allah ta'ala puts on us, that how much we pass through those tests successfully. So the tests will come. It is just like we are driving on the road, and in fact, one time when little child also said that they put there, for example, speed limits, speed traps. So they say, why must they put that? Then nobody will get caught, but still everyone gets caught. And he said, in spite of the fact they say cameras, they are now tracking your speed by the camera or whatever else it is. They put those notices, but still we go and get caught. So this is how the ghaflat of insan. We have been given our warnings. We are told clearly. So even in this dunya's matters, nobody likes to get a speeding fine or any fine. To pay the fine, to give as a contribution somewhere, a person gives happily. But to pay a fine, he finds it very hard. And they warn us properly about that fine. And still we get caught. How many times motorists coming from the opposite side flash their lights also. But still we go and get caught. So like that, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has given us all the warnings also. Now if we still go and get caught, it is our negligence. It is our weakness. So for example, for this protection against any and all types of difficulties, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an absolute authentic hadith tells us that a person will read the three quls after Fajr and after Maghrib. Like now today after Maghrib, each one of us think, did I read my three quls? How much am I negligent of it? After this morning after Fajr, did I read my three quls? Each one of us, we can see for ourselves how negligent we are or how observant we are of what we have to be doing. Reading the three quls, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tatfika min kulli shay. It is sufficient for you, protection for you from everything. Ulama of hadith, Allah reward them, the shurah, commentators of hadith explaining the hadith. They have given other explanations also. One of the explanation is, Hey, Tatfika min kulli shar. It is protection for you from every evil. Now, like the Sahaba, how they had yaqeen on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam had yaqeen on the Quran Sharif and his own words when he told the people, then 100% he told them, this is what he is going to give you your protection, your salvation. Now it is a matter for us to think how much have we got this yaqeen on the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to that, we will read it, and we will read it with that conviction, and then we will know we are safe now. Our Shaykh, and like all the great, great ulama, who always informed the people of the teachings of deen, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say that takfika min kulli shar, protection for you from every type of evil. During those days, heart problems, heart attacks were very common, cancer. So Hazrat should say that all this health conditions, heart problems, cancer, etc., all others at the moment with this virus that is around, or with protection from that, if we will read this and we read it with the conviction and we save ourselves from sins and gunas, because gunas block the goodness and the promises which are promised, gunas block that. It comes clearly in the hadith. There are so many people for whom a huge amount of rosy has been sent to them. It's right by them already, right by their head. But only there is a blockage of the guna. That's why they cannot get it. A person is ill, very, very ill, at home, in the hospital, and Allah has sent his shifa already. His shifa is there by him, right by him, but his guna is blocking it. He just has to remove that blockage and he will get that shifa. Many other problems we have got, marital problems, financial problems, and the solution Allah has sent already, but our gunas are, so gunas are our worst enemies. A person has a very wonderful motor vehicle and with all different types of features in it. He has got his fuel also filled in the petrol, in the fuel tank. Everything is 100% in order. Nothing is short, but there is some dirt that is blocking the fuel from flowing to the carburetor or in the carburetor or wherever else. There is that little dirt that is blocking it. Now that vehicle is not moving. But all its features and all the things it can do, it's useless. It is just there. Because just of that little blockage. Like that, our gunas. And gunas of those people who are open sinners, and those people in all their piety, they are sinners. Their pride has come in them. That I'm pious. And that is superiority complex has come. I'm better than others. I can dictate to others, etc. Whatever that guna may be, in whichever way, sometimes when we are in a position of authority, how we treat those who are under us, all that also counts. So all these things, various things, our relationship with our wives, with our family members, our children, Many times we overstep our bound, and that blockage comes, and that is the cause of it. Otherwise, we have been given more than enough protection for ourselves, and many of us are using it also. But one thing, our conviction is not there, or it's weak, and the other is the blockage of gunas and sins. So anyway, Hazrat used to say that any type of illness, this virus or anything, it will be protection for us. Then Hazrat used to say that people commonly complain of a motor car accident. Many times we hear, and nowadays we're hearing of accidents where almost whole families are being, they pass away. They are, sometimes, or three generations, one person of each generation at one time, they are all passing away. So this will be protection from that also, and no doubt it will be protection. Then Hazrat used to say, people are complaining about crime, robberies, etc., hijackings. And we know South Africa is one of the highest rating countries for crime, etc. But just read this, and it is so simple. And Allah Ta'ala's system works in this way, that what is most needed, Allah makes it the most easiest. There are many other wazifas also, but everyone don't know them. The words of the hadith, etc. But the three quls, almost everyone knows them. Just like, for example, more than water, we are in need of oxygen, though we're not even aware of it. And not only oxygen, but our machinery to take in the oxygen and to use it for the benefit of all the whole body, our lungs. That also Allah Ta'ala has given everyone and free of charge. With the present condition, where people who are having problems with breathing, with the lungs, etc. If you could just replace it with another pair of lungs, and it cost you even R1 million, they would be selling at hot cakes, they will be selling at the moment. But Allah has given our lungs free of charge. Allah made it, the oxygen is free. The municipality will still charge us for the water, the usage of water. But oxygen, no charge whatsoever. So just like that, what was most necessary for our deen and in our deeni life, also Allah has made it very easy. The three quls everyone knows. And how long does it take to read it? Just the three quls with Bismillah each time, it doesn't even take really any time. And in return, to be protected from all types of evil. What a great, great, great bargain. But sadly, from our side, we don't appreciate it. And each one of us can think that today, after Fajr did I read it? After Maghrib did I read it? We can think how much we appreciate it. And then Hazrat used to say that people commonly complain about jadu, black magic, etc. This will be protection from that also. And no matter what, some people say very strong jadu or very old jadu, but just read this and it will be protection from it. And it has, so Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to read this every day and make it really take it to heart. And that we, no matter what happens, in the other explanation of this, taqfikam in kulli shay, protection from everything, taqfikam in kulli wirdin, that if we cannot manage to read all our other wazifas, whatever reason, we are ill, we are on travels, we are very busy, we can't read all, but don't miss out this one. This one will be sufficient for you from every other. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the importance of it, to pass it on to our families. If really we realize and we know that it is so beneficial, how many of us have told our families? How many of us have asked our families, did you read your wazifas today? Did you read your three quls today? Our children, which we are concerned about so much, we will make sure they wear warm clothing on these days. You haven't got your jacket on, you haven't got your socks on, you haven't got your warm, you haven't covered your head properly, your ears are not covered. All this we will make sure we will say. But will we ask, did you read your three quls? And we are told, we are reminded of this so many times. But how many of us are still regular with it? So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So of all types of whatever type of evil there can be, we just read the three quls, and with that yaqeen and with staying away from sin, we are prone to committing sin. So the antidote for that and the solution for that, Allah Ta'ala has given us that also. Tawbah istighfar. Regularly to make tawbah and istighfar. As soon as we make our tawbah istighfar, our sins are wiped out. That dust and that dirt that was blocking the fuel, so easy to remove it. If it is in a vehicle, then most probably none of us will be able to do it ourselves. We'll have to get a mechanic. We'll have to get somebody else to come and do it. Yeah, just our sincere tawbah and istighfar. One great buzurg was genuinely a very great buzurg. At one time, the kalima wasn't coming on his tongue. And may Allah save us if this happens at the time of mort, that the kalima is not coming on our tongue, what will be our condition? So he was got very concerned, how is it that kalima doesn't want to come? And this isn't something that is difficult to understand. Our Shaykh explains, Rahmatullah Ali, that a person who intends study from Pakistan in Europe or in America, wherever, and lot of degrees he acquired. He had a lot of knowledge. He came back, he got ill. And then there were people telling him to make tawbah. So he said that I know so many languages, I know so many sciences, I know so many things. And that word what you are saying just doesn't want to come. Just the word tawbah. The reality of tawbah is something else. But just that word tawbah doesn't want to come on my tongue. So Allah protect us. So then Allah showed mercy to that buzurg and reminded him on one occasion that something wrong he had spoken about deen. And because of that, that blockage had come now. And of course, he was fortunate it came while he was still living, not at the time of mort. If the blockage comes at the time of mort, and a person dies and he couldn't read the kalima, how sad that will be. So we have to make tawbah, istighfar from all our gunas. So Allah has given us the great antidote, and also free of charge. But that also, each one of us consider, after Fajr today, after Maghrib, during the day, how much tawbah istighfar did I make? Many of us, we are engaged in, for example, we are in such environment, in our business, we are mixing with other people, with females, many times music is playing also, we are around all non-Muslims also, and ghaflat of dunya is around there. But who of us cleanses our, that effect definitely comes on us. We know we could have worn the most, the newest clothes, brand new clothes. But immediately we wear them, already the dirt starts settling on it. We don't notice it immediately. After a day, 2 days, you look at your collar, you look at your cuff, now you can see the signs of it visibly. But all the time it is there. And if we are not concerned of cleaning it now, and we just carrying on wearing the dirty clothes, how harmful won't it be also for us? So just like that, when we in these environments, for those, some of us, there are those people also who don't even notice the marks on their cuffs or on their collars. Their clothes are dirty, we don't notice it also. Some of us, we don't bath regularly, we don't notice it. Smell comes from the body also. And a person is so used to it, other people make it out, that person can't. Just like that, spiritually, we are in this wrong environment all the time. And then that dirt, spiritual dirt it also. And yeah, we don't make it out. We can make out. It mustn't be that we are in that category. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Dunya thinks we know, my clothes are dirty, my car needs a wash, the house near the car, house windows. We shout also at home, you haven't had the house windows washed, the curtains, how long you haven't had them washed, cleaned, etc. That all we know. But about our deen, how much are we aware of? So Allah give us tawfiq to understand this. So the spiritual cleanliness of ours is also absolutely necessary. And all the time we have to go, otherwise these blockages can be a cause of great, great harm. To understand that, one alim explaining the importance of doing today's work today. Don't put off today's work for tomorrow. Procrastination. That is one of the worst thieves of time, and that is the thing that keeps a person a lot back. So a alim from the UK, he explained that once they wanted to send a certain person to their own home country in Africa. So they asked one person, "Are you ready?" He said, "I'll let you know tomorrow." They asked another person, he said, "I'm ready." And he sent him immediately. And what great benefit he got in that. So like that also, all this procrastination of ours. In dunya's matters, many of us are very up to date with our work. But with our deeni matters, how many of us, our qaza namazes? There shouldn't be a qaza namaz. But if there are, then why are we procrastinating? And that is a major, very major, major guna that is on our heads. Many other things, our zakat, for example, are we delaying in that? Many other things. So Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, to read the three quls and to read them with Bismillah every time, and it will be protection for us. On another occasion, a Sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said that I've got problems as far as my deen is concerned. I'm finding I'm lacking in deen, I'm becoming lazy, I'm not that eagerness for doing our deen activities, they are not there, my namazes. And this happens to every person from time to time, we become a bit lax, unmindful, etc. Then I've got problems in my health also. My health also is not right. Then I've got problems with my wife also. Arguments, fights are carrying on. With my children also, they've been disobedient. They're not listening. Then with my finances also, I've got problems. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to read this dua. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa maali. 3 times after Fajr, 3 times after Maghrib. Met him after a few days and asked him, "How is it now?" And he said, "Alhamdulillah, Allah has removed all my problems." Mm-hmm. So there is also, and whatever problems we can have, what we encounter are within these 5, in the parameters of these 5 things. It's either our deen as Muslims, that is what we are concerned of the most, it should be. Otherwise, it's our health. Otherwise, it's with the family, wife and children. Otherwise, it's with our finances. So we read this, we will be protected. This dua also, many times it has been brought, it's in our ma'amulat also. But again, just to check ourselves, did I read it today after Fajr? Did I read it today after Maghrib? If I'm not reading it, then the sign is clear. There are speed traps in front. The flashes are, the people are flashing their light. But we are not observing it. And then when we get caught, then it's our own fault. We're completely, openly, it's our own fault that we are now facing problems. So we should read this dua also. Bismillahi ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Also so easy. We should be reading it regularly. Allah give us all tawfiq. And this will be our precaution. All the proper protocols that we require, the precaution, and without any side effects, without any harms. In fact, other benefits accrue with it. Allah becomes pleased with us. We are making our akhirat by that also. It's for our benefit of dunya. But Allah is making, we will count us amongst His obedient servants with this. So Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.